And say she whipped him with a big knife.
Stabbed him.
And if a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask who?
Who drew that on the blackboard?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to...
to hoist it up there.
Okay. And you'd say, today is Tuesday, so Monday was...
Well, it'd been Monday.
Monday was when?
Yesterday.
And Wednesday is?
Tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here...
week before last.
We're talking about Sunday. He came
here. Well, that's Sunday before last.
And if he was going to leave, not this Sunday, but a week beyond that, he's going to leave?
He's going to leave Sunday a week.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say they stayed about...
2 weeks.
Do you ever call that a fortnight?
No, I figured you were going to ask that one. We don't use fortnight. I don't know where you'd find anybody. That's strictly British.
Uh-huh. Where'd you hear that?
Oh, no, I've heard it on radio, on television. That's strictly British.
Uh-huh.
That's not that all right. They don't use that in South, North, or East, or West.
Mm-hmm.
Fortnight. Now, that might, way up in the Eastern Seaboard, they might use
mm-hmm.
some of those people trying to keep the British accent, or whatever
mm-hmm.
you call it, alive. But that's all right. It's their business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like everything that anybody does is not my business. It's their business, and that's where I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say fortnight might be used up in some parts of New England states,
mm-hmm.
but I don't believe you'll find anybody use it down this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the size of it.
If you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time do you have?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it's...
It'd be 7:30 or 7:30. What it would be? It'd be
any other ways of saying that?
Half past 7.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you say that it's
7:45.
Or
7:15 earlier.
Or if it's a quarter.
A quarter of 8.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, I've been doing that for
quite a while.
And you say 1974 was last year, 1975 is...
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly...
It'd have to be a special occasion for me to say exact when it happened.
Or you'd say it happened exactly how long ago.
Well, if it'd be some special occasion, I'd say if it was this August, I'd say a year ago.
Okay. And if a child's just had his third birthday, you'd say he's how old?
He's 3 years old.
And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room's about...
8 feet.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
What would you call clouds that move real fast?